Right now on the phone joining me, we have A.O. Lucy from Believe in Books Literacy Foundation. A.O., how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Good morning, Gino.
Good morning. First and foremost, how is everybody over there? Everybody healthy? Everybody okay?
Well, so far, yeah, we're actually in pretty good shape.
That is good to hear. And like numerous organizations and businesses here across the valley, things have changed up a little bit over at Believe in Books. So why don't we start off, what kind of changes have you guys gone through since the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yeah, well, there has been a lot of changes. For a while there at the beginning, it was like every day there was a new challenge. I guess in general, Gino, to begin with, we are an essential operation.
Okay.
Some of our things are essential operation according to the governor's team. So we have adjusted some of our staff to shorter work weeks, depending on what their regular job is and what the new job has become. So we've had to pull in our horns a little bit on some of our programs, some of our literacy programs. Outreach in particular, you know, is pretty much impossible to do. But we've improvised and been able to still continue in some of our literacy programs the same, like our Books from Birth program, where we work with the hospital and, you know, we're able to deliver what they need for newborns, et cetera,
yep,
that we supply. So that works out pretty well. Healthy readers with doctor visits and whatnot, we are still able to do that.
So that is good that you guys were able to continue with some of those programs that, of course, Believe in Books is so well known for.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we had to, you know, have to stop and think a little bit.
Sure.
How we could continue, but we've all worked together and it's worked out great. And so we have come up with a couple of new programs and kind of a alternate on a couple of the programs. So we are now doing live stream reading every morning at 9:30, which has been pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
So our office staff and myself take turns reading a book that we'd like to read, and you know, it's 5 to 10 minute live stream in the morning for everyone, and then that gets posted, so you can, you know, we get followers.
Sure.
Later on in the day at their convenience.
Hopefully families are using that kind of a break from their remote learning for a second, can focus a bit of attention on you guys. You guys can fill in the time with a nice story and of course, continue to pursue the message of reading and give the parents a break maybe for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're getting some great comments.
Yeah.
And we've had, you know, a few hundred, actually hundreds of people that are viewing and following us, so that's great to see. We've also offered our trail system, as people may or may not know. We have a 10-kilometer trail system here at the 100 Acre Wood, and we're offering that for free. Oh, we also have our character breakfast every Saturday morning, which was scheduled to go throughout March and into April, and so we're videotaping that.
Nice.
So you can have your breakfast, your own breakfast, and watch whatever it is, the character reading and whatnot that goes on Saturday morning. That's also at 9:30.
That's great, and that's always a big big crowd favorite anyway, so to be able to tune in and keep that going.
That's been very good. People are loving that too. And back to our trails, we have our storybook trail that's about a half-mile loop, and we've ramped up the changes on that, so we have changed the story twice a week. So if people are frequenting or able to come, we change that Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah, we're trying to push that. We're trying to remind people, too. People can go outside. We are under stay-at-home order. We understand that. But you can still go outside and get that physical exercise that you're looking for.
Yeah, and our trails are, you know, there's enough of them. We certainly have had a lot more people coming, but it's not like it's a crowded trail. They're wide.
And one other big thing that the Believe in Books group is known for is the maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
We had a good maple syrup season this year.
Yeah.
Kind of short and sweet. And, you know, normally, definitely we're hurting in our regular sales because we usually do about 3/4 of our annual sales from the Sugar Shack while the season's going on. And we had to curtail that. But we made the syrup, and we have plenty, and we offer it curbside now, so people can go to our website find out everything and call our office, and we do have staff in the office from 10 to 2 every day during the week.
Excellent.
And we're able to do the sale over the phone and come out with our appropriate gear on and hand it to you.
Very good.
Come to the door.
So, yeah, you got to do what you got to do, of course. You're trying to keep the staff safe just as much as the customers or as the people that come and visit. You got to keep everybody safe. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely from the beginning, you know, my main concern was our staff, their physical and financial health, and their families. So it's been a little bit of a challenge to figure out the best way to cut back on hours a little bit. And it's kind of like now we're doing more and working less. We're working less and doing more. So live stream is new for us. We created a book spot, which is basically a place at the end of our driveway where people can take a free, gently used book in a little library, and it's there for the taking and keeping. It's not really a library. So we have a variety to pick up there, and those books, just so everybody understands, have been quarantined way before this virus ever came about. I mean, they've been in cold storage for about 6 months.
Okay.
So they're very safe.
Yeah.
And then we have a book drop. We've had a number of people that have brought, been doing spring cleaning early, Gino.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why not? You get the time.
Home, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, people get the time.
Clean the house, hold things out. And so we're happy to take gently used books, and mostly kids, good reading. Reference materials doesn't do us much good. But anyway, so they can bring that, and we will recycle that in another 6 months or so.
Excellent.
So that, you know, quarantine. Books have to go into quarantine also.
Right, of course. Yep, keeping everybody safe. I'm glad that everything is at least as okay as it can be under the circumstances that we're doing. And we appreciate everything that Believe in Books does for the community. And like we briefly touched on, 25 years, and you guys are no strangers to giving back to the community. And I know that means a lot to you guys.
It does. It does. And we're pleased with, we're very pleased with all our supporters over the years and, you know, to help us accomplish these programs and whatnot. I do want to, before we hang up, and I know you're busy, Gino.
No problem.
I just, 2 days this week, Monday in the pouring rain and yesterday, which was a nice day, we are giving out, we decided we keep a certain storage of books for our outreach program. These are brand new books, multiple variety of titles, and we've decided to give them out to families now rather than keeping them for the next school year.
Awesome.
So we've contacted all of our regular outreach program. We usually go to a little bit over 60 preschools and Head Start programs in the North Country. So we contacted all of them and asked them if they were able to and wanted to contact their families during this time, and we would deliver free books. So we have done that. We've been to over 200 families, or reached 200 families just in the last couple of days.
Awesome.
And we've got about 1,000 households signed up. And so we are packaging little pouches with 5 books each for the household. These are brand new books, good value, and we're delivering them with our appropriate gear, and their teachers are helping us reach out to those folks. Anyway, so it's really great. I mean, we'll end up having to replenish our stock when things get back to normal.
But, sure.
So we're going to reach over 1,000 households for this program over the next week or so.
That's outstanding. That's great. And I'm sure it's nice to see the smiles, too, as we pass out the books.
Oh, it's amazing. Yesterday, in the nice weather, we were able to, you know, kids were out there with their sign saying thank you, and it was very cute and heartwarming that they were happy to get brand new books.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds great. Well, thank you, AO, for your time. We greatly appreciate you calling in, taking some time this morning to keep us up to date on all things Believe in Books. Of course, people can check out believeinbooks.org for full details on everything that AO's talking about when it comes to the maple syrup and the streams on Facebook and all of that. And we wish you the best of luck in the future. And hopefully next time we'll have you come over here in the studio. You'll be able to see us in person, and we can talk more about what Believe in Books is up to.
Like.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Stay safe,
Ale.
Well,
thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it and hope everybody stays well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a good day.